I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A federal judge says a pending lawsuit over Alabama's voter identification law will go to trial in the fall of next year. U.S. District Judge L. Scott Kugler has set the trial to begin September 11, 2017 in Birmingham Federal Court. Greater Birmingham Ministries and the NAACP challenged the state's existing voter ID law as an infringement on voting rights that disproportionately affected Black and Latino voters. The plaintiffs have asked Kugler to hold the trial in June so that there would be a chance the case could be decided before the 2017 municipal elections. The state objected to that request, noting that the ID requirement was in place for 2 years before it was initially challenged. Earlier this year, Judge Kugler refused to suspend the ID requirement for this year's elections. Music lovers will be pouring into the Shoals this weekend. The annual W.C. Handy Festival is back and will run into August. The event was created to honor William Christopher Handy, known worldwide as the father of the blues. The event features a 5K, family fun walk, and, of course, plenty of music. Tori Bailey is the festival chair. She says the Handy Festival is the top tourism attraction for Northwest Alabama.
Last year, there were over 300 events in 10 different towns and cities in 3 different counties during the course of the W.C. Handy Music Festival. We've grown to be the largest tourism attraction held annually in Northwest Alabama. We're pretty proud of that, and we're so excited that people choose to come and hang out with us.
Bailey says there's something for everyone at the festival, and the projected numbers for attendance this year are over 200,000. Alabama's peanut industry brings in a reported $80 million a year, and that industry is taking center stage today in Florida. The Southern Peanut Farmers Federation is gathering farmers all around the country to its 18th annual conference at Miramar Beach. The theme of this year's event is called Survivor, Managing the Challenge. It'll cover topics like survival in the marketplace, surviving production uncertainty, and how peanut oil can be used as a fuel source. Carl Sanders is the president of the Alabama Peanut Producers Association. He says Alabama peanut growers are exporting more than ever.
We do have the highest quality peanuts in the world, but we also are having success with peanut products, as in peanut oil, possibly for jet fuel or hydraulic oil, and peanut meal as protein sources for humans and for animal feed.
The conference will continue through Saturday. And signs with blue bow ties are appearing all over the city of Auburn. It's part of the city's new transportation safety campaign that's ongoing. Now for your forecast.
It will get hot again this afternoon. Temperatures topping out in the upper 90s. Heat index, what it feels like between 105 and 107. About a 20 or 30% chance for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms today through the weekend. Will continue hot through the weekend. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.